Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, April 21st, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Well, allergies are still killing me, but other than that, so I might be losing my voice here in this next hour, but other than that,
you know,
all
I've been married my wife for 51 years. She never lost a voice one time.
Yeah.
I don't get it. But anyway, I know I got in trouble with you when I said that. I realize that, but that's okay.
Poor Marcia. Poor thing.
No, I know. She's
I can only imagine what she could say about you.
Oh, hey, if you want to hear my thoughts, bring yourself a couple of legal pads and an ink pen and sit down. She'll fill you in. I got a few of them. But anyway, it's a beautiful day here in the hills. How's it like up your way?
Oh, we finally hit 80.
Oh, did you?
I think this is twice this year. But no humidity, and it's just fabulous.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It does. And I know that right now, not human here, it was 82 here today, and it just felt really great. I had time to sit on the back deck a minute and watch our cows grazing, watch it, and apple trees are blooming, so just a nice day.
Yes, it is.
So I'll let you take over from here.
You're going to let me take over?
I am. I'm going
really?
To call quits today, so you go right ahead.
What? What?
Nothing. I didn't say a word.
What?
Go ahead.
What? Hey, gold today. With gold? What went on with gold today? Down $22, 1983. Actually, 1984. Silver had the same kind of a day, $25.13. Platinum, though, was up $30 at $11.34. Platinum's doing great. Palladium was up 14 to the upside at $16.86. USDX down 0.07 at 101.73. Crude oil up 40 at 77.77. It got hammered. Let's go to the paper markets. It's Friday, so everything was positive. The Dow was up 22 points, S&P up 3, NASDAQ up 12. All's waiting for the Federal Reserve. Let's go to Europe and see what Europe did. They were all positive. All, you know, just barely. Asia, all negative. 10-year yield, that was higher. 3.56. Let's take a peek at natural gas. Was down 2.21, down 1.65%. So it's Friday, Butch. It's been a tough week. So take it away.
Oh, golly, you're done already. That was a quick round.
No. I just wanted to, I think one of the most funniest things that I've seen today in the news is Janet Yellen says the U.S. seeks healthier competition with China. And she's looking for a Beijing trip. So they're seeking constructive and fair economic ties, but will this is the funny part. This is what cracks me up. But it's going to protect its national security interests, okay, and push back against Chinese actions to dominate foreign competitors. What does that mean? Well, to protect its national security interests, you got to be kidding me. This administration really cares about our national security when it comes to China, allowing a balloon float over some of our major military installations, flying across the whole country before they were able to take it down and missed on the first shot. I mean, are you kidding me? They're allowing, was it Michigan, taxpayers' dollar subsidizing a Chinese manufacturer of EV batteries. A Chinese company taking U.S., it's not the first time, but it's the most recent one, taking U.S. tax dollars out of, or the tax dollars off of those citizens of Michigan, probably both, for EV batteries. And where does China get all that stuff that they have to put in those EV batteries? Probably South Africa. And, it's using child labor. Well, we're not in there doing that, so let China do it. We don't care if they use child labor or child slave labor. It's just so ridiculous.
It is, Melody. It is.
She's intended to travel, huh?
So we have funded our own demise for a long, long time. We truly have. Go ahead.
This is what she says. Her relationship is clearly at a tense moment, Yellen said. Our relationship with China. My goal is to be clear and honest. Why would you be clear and honest to China? Like you think they're going to be clear and honest back to you? How stupid. She wants to cut through the noise and speak to this essential relationship based on sober realities. Well, Miss Janet Yellen, let me tell you a few of the sober realities. I mean, it's absurd. And this is what this administration is made of, multiples of her. All with personal agendas, nothing to do with the security of this nation or even the thought of trying to bring manufacturing or anything else back into this country. A meaningful. They're all based on the green. It's unbelievable. But anyway.
It's pathetic. It took them a lot of years to bring us to our knees. Now, I'm not talking about China. I'm talking about our own governments. To ship out our manufacturing jobs overseas and down south and all over the place. It took them a lot of years to do that while we sat a watch and didn't think it could happen. But it did happen. And we're not going to get them back. Even if we want to get them back, Mel,
they're not coming back.
No, we can afford to put them back if we wanted to. Mm-hmm. But we don't have the funds anymore. We shipped it all out. And I promise you, when China starts boycotting us, and it's going to happen, people are going to be very upset when they can no longer buy their trinkets and other stuff from China. When the nations that supply our food decide to cut us off, what are we going to do then?
You know, it wasn't that long ago where she was still calling inflation as transitory. But she doubted that we would see an inflationary cycle. We're how many trillions of dollars in debt? Our system is failing, and she's worried about our relationship with China. It's just bizarre.
I don't think China could care much less about us any longer. I mean, I don't think they really need us for a long time. They need us because we funded their infrastructure, so to speak. We funded them. We did. We
absolutely we did.
Now that they're
How stupid are they?
It wasn't an accident.
It wasn't on purpose.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And we really thought we could hurt Russia by boycotting Russia. Russia hasn't been hurt at all by our boycotts. We've been hurt by the boycotts. But who says anything? Who really cares? Who's watching? And I don't mean it's come across the wrong way to anybody, but most people don't care. And most of them don't have the common sense to look at and understand anyway. And I'm saying that politely. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. But they won't take time to figure it out. They have a surface knowledge. Whatever ABC tells them, that's as far as they go. They don't look any deeper than that. Now we found out that 9/11 was the inside job. It's starting to come out on the news finally. But how many years has that been? And how many years have we been saying this was the inside job? Why? Just like Pearl Harbor's the inside job. But who knows and who cares? That's a problem. We lost our desire to stand for the truth. I did teach on this briefly Wednesday night on my radio show. We have a different mindset, Melody, than we did 200 years ago. People are more involved in their personal lives and their things and their leisure and their luxuries than they are preserving anything for the children. Now, that's just the hard truth, but it's the way it is. We've lost that desire to be the men that we need to be, and women that support the men. We've lost that. Our nation has slowly been eroded away as we sat back and watched TV and was entertained, amused, if you will, while the whole thing was crumbling around us. Almost like a Nero playing the fiddle when Rome burned. I mean, that's what we've done. That's what we have done. Folks, I'm guilty. Well, I'm not throwing stones. I'm guilty.
Ray Dalio, he's the founder of Bridgewater Associates. He wrote in a note this week that the financial system is close to needing big restructurings. He did this in their Wednesday newsletter. He says the debt levels have become unsustainably high, setting up the financial system for major changes. He says debts will increase so much that central banks will have to buy them. Given these conditions, it appears that interest rates that are high enough and money and credit that is tight enough to fight inflation and provide lender creditors with adequate real returns will be unbearably high for borrower debtors. This means the system is close to the point where big restructurings will be needed. Of course, which debtors and creditors are affected will vary. He also reiterated his big cycle framework that says the same economic patterns are repeated throughout history. How many times have we been telling you this? Namely, the creation of enormous debt, conflicts within countries, conflicts between countries, the impact of nature and technological changes like the internet or AI. He says each of the five forces are now converging in magnitudes not seen in decades. Meanwhile, within the larger cycle, there's a smaller short-term cycle defined by economic weakness, with central banks creating high inflation and eventually recessions. So following 9 consecutive interest rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, historic inflation, an ongoing debt crisis, and credit crunch, this is where we are today. And so, again, he's right. There's going to be restructuring of our financial system, of our monetary system. We've got debt too great to be paid. It's as simple as that. You can talk about all the cryptos and the money changes and, you know, this and this and that. But the bottom line is, folks, we've got debt too great to be paid. They will default because that's the only thing they can. And it is cyclical. And again, we've seen this throughout history with the creation of enormous debt. Look at the conflicts that are going on. Look at the conflicts here within this country. And everything else that is going on. And if anybody thinks that next year or the next 5 years is going to be any better than what it is today, you are so sadly mistaken.
Well, How many nations have we sat back and smugly watched destroy themselves with fiat currency and said it never happened here? How many nations have done that, Melody? And since we've been talking about these things, the last 25 years, 20 years, how many have done that? And we sat back and, well, they'll never happen here while we were doing the same thing. And even if we, wanted
to. Well, we knew it was going to happen here. It was the other people that were saying it wouldn't happen here.
That's exactly right. And I remember Ron Paul was laughed out by some senators. One of them was a movie star. I can't remember his name. Passed away. But anyway, he was laughed at when he said the fiat currency won't last. They laughed at him. Literally, I watched that on video. They laughed at him. But even if we wanted to pay the debt, if we wanted to.
We can't.
We don't have enough assets in the country to cover it anyway. $40 trillion? Forget it.
That's just what they're telling us.
That's what's on the books we know of. But we can hawk the whole country, and we couldn't cover it. So why do we talk about paying a debt? It's not going to happen. Children's children wouldn't pay for this debt. It's over, folks. America is done financially. And it's going to get much, much worse, and I don't think so far in the future. I truly, truly don't. Now, you get me started. Go ahead, Melanie. I'll be quiet. You finish up.
Well, they always have a hat that they can pull out of their, or a rabbit they can pull out of their hat. So, but I think we're at the point in time with this inflation and with everything else, there's just no way. I mean, they're finally admitting to inflation, even though we've had it for how many decades. It's just to the point now that they can't hide it. There's no place for them to hide it. We can't, you know, we've exported our inflation. You know, there isn't anything else China can sell us. You know, the people here can't buy anything anymore. And it's, you know, anyway, so there you have it.
Yep, you hit it like a bit on the head. That's it, like you always do. It's just financially, this nation is finished, and we have a lot of the ways too, but definitely financially.
That's what. But those were just some things that I saw. Yeah, those were things that I saw in the news that just kind of got my attention and so forth. So that's what I wanted to share with Butch.
Well, I want to share this one story here. Nothing to do with finances that we can work about, but I just wondered. Well, they had about a $15 million gold haul was carried out in an audacious Ocean 11-style heist that saw thieves making off with an aircraft container full of bullion. Now, I just wonder, Millie, where did you hide that? But anyway.
Under Ruby's pillow.
There you go. Canadian cops have been left scrambling to try and recover the precious metal which was stolen. The Hollywood-style theft could go down as one of the most brazen heists in the state of Ontario has ever witnessed. Initially, sources claimed the amount of gold stolen weighed about 3,600 pounds, which would be worth about $104 million. However, local authorities believe the bandits have most likely bagged about $15 million worth of gold, it was reported. Nevertheless, the spectacular robbery at Toronto Pearson International Airport has gripped the country as investigators race the clock before the booty disappears without a trace. According to cops, the plane carrying the goods arrived in early evening of April 17th. Gold was then offloaded to a secure warehouse on the premises as it was in the process of being shifted to markets around the world. But crafty crooks somehow managed to intercept the swag in the high-value container, and not long after, the calculated criminals seized the gold and subsequently trucked it out. Stephen Duveston, a police inspector, told reporters, I thought this was amusing, told reporters the pricey spoils were snatched using illegal means. Well, he figured that out. They snatched this gold using illegal means. Imagine that. Anyway, that is such a silly statement. He said an aircraft arrived here at the airport in the early evening. As per normal procedure, the aircraft was unloaded and cargo was transported from the aircraft to a holding cargo facility. So somehow by illegal means, somebody stole this. I don't know how you do it legally, but they did it illegally. But anyway, that's a big heist. Where are they going to hide? They must have buyers already out there for it. Obviously, they wouldn't have took time to get it out here. They asked me waiting to buy it. Obviously, that's true. So
government.
There you go, folks. Yeah, could be. Everyone could be. Okay, anything you want to add to that?
No, sir.
I had to share that because, to me, that is quite brazen. That'd make a good movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
You know? That's not like stealing a diamond or something. We're talking about tons of gold here. Now we're going to break here in about 15, 20 seconds, but I'll start after this. We're going to look at how feds are eyeing multiple felony charges against Hunter Biden. IRS whistleblower story grows legs. We'll see what happens, folks. Don't hold your breath. Back at the break.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you
down. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. Give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit dgscoins.com. Visit dgscoins.com. Butch?
All right. Yeah, this been on news the last couple of nights. I wasn't even going to mention it, but it is getting on some news. And I'm kind of shocked about that even. They kept covered up for the last 3 years. But anyway, several Hunter Biden stories have begun gaining traction in the last 24 hours, including a report by NBC News that federal prosecutors are eyeing charges on three tax crimes and a charge related to a gun purchase. If that's the best they got, folks, forget me anyway. The possible charges are two misdemeanor counts for failure to file taxes, a single felony account of tax evasion, related to a business expense for 1 year of taxes, and the gun charge, also a potential felony. Of course, nothing related to Hunter Biden's trips on Air Force Two with his then Vice President Daddy to ink shady family deals with the CCP-linked business partners, or that giant diamond and $30 million offered that is all the appearance of a bribe, or the $3.5 million payment made to a Hunter-founded firm from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. None of that. NBC's news does let us know that there's growing frustration inside the FBI because both FBI and IRS investigators finished their 100 investigations around a year ago, and nothing has been done. The Washington Post previously reported that federal investigators believed they had gathered enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden with tax crimes, a any false statement related to gun purchase. The decision on which charges to file, if any, will be made by U.S. Attorney General David Weiss, who was appointed by President Donald Trump and retained by the Biden administration to continue the Hunter Biden investigation. There are no indications of a final decision have been made to the two sources familiar with the matter. In short, the DOJ is lagging on Hunter's slap on the wrist. And if he gets that much, I'll be surprised. I mean, he may be a little bit embarrassed, but I don't think it's going to go very far at all. I don't see anybody going to jail because of this, obviously. This isn't going to happen. But, of course, it's a Biden crime family. But don't get upset, folks. The Bush had a crime family also. This is nothing new. This isn't anything new. This goes back long before I was born. The crime families in government. It's long before then. Million comments on that?
No. I mean, they all do it. I mean,
sure they do.
You know, they've all gotten wealthy off of various things and their sons and their daughters. And even, and I'm sorry, people aren't going to like this, but even, I believe even Ivanka and her hubby and, you know, they've all done it. Maybe they're just smarter. I mean, after all, Hunter did have a drug problem, so that doesn't mean he was the smartest, the sharpest crayon in the knife or whatever that saying is. So, you know, they were probably pretty sloppy as far as covering anything up. And, plus, you know, with Biden, you get to the point where you're being protected from every corner and so forth. So you feel like, just like the Clintons, you know, nothing sticks to you. So anyway.
That's pretty true. And to prove the point about the different presidents teaming up together. Now, folks, this is not my article. I didn't write this. Bush, Obama, Clinton team up with American Express to fly migrants into American communities. Let me repeat that. Bush, he's supposed to be a conservative Republican. He was against Obama and Clinton. I mean, they were the enemies. Now, I have personally seen pictures of them, videos of them sitting together around the table sharing a beer. No, folks, these people are not enemies. They work together. That's why politics has become so distasteful to people that have their eyes open. That's just the way it is. A non-governmental organization, NGO, founded by former presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama, and backed by a litany of multinational corporations, is teaming up with American Express to fly migrants into the United States. The NGO, called Welcome U.S., was initially launched to work with President Joe Biden's administration, resettling some 85,000 Afghans across the U.S. in 2021-2022, as Breitbart News reported extensively at the time. For its Afghan operation, the NGO helped fly close 20,000 Afghans to American communities, funded by millions raised from donations and supported by corporate backers like Walmart, Airbnb, the New York Times, the Business Roundtable, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Starbucks, the Washington Post, Goldman Sachs, Goodwill Industries, Microsoft, and Chobani. The NGO also has ties to billionaire George Soros. So that means Bush, Obama, and Clinton have ties, folks, to George Soros. Let that sink in. As members of his Open Society Foundation sit on the group's National Welcome Council. Now the NGO is teaming up with the Open Borders Group, Miles for Migrants, as well as American Express Global Business Travel, to fund flights to American communities for migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Venezuela, Ukraine, and Nicaragua. How much clearer can you be? Folks, George Soros, Bush, Obama, and Clinton, our team, along with many businesses here, I just mentioned some of them, and they're flying illegals in to cities all across the country from different countries. Melody, how much clearer can that be?
I don't know. It's pretty clear.
I mean,
that's the only way. That's the only way. Of course, they all work together, and that's the only way. And it's the only way this is all happening. It's being allowed to happen.
and everybody thinks. Well, when Bush Jr. was elected, everybody went, whew, we got a good one in. They did. I mean, I remember him walking out with his hand in his pocket, saying that they had the hanging chad, whatever it was, and he actually won the vote, and everybody accepted it. So I don't know, folks. They made fools of us for so long. I don't know why we keep thinking that's going to change. I don't know why I keep thinking that. The other canaries in the coal mine just haven't shown up yet. Everyone's on the lookout for how last month's bank turmoil may be rippling through the economy. Roughly a week into earnings seasons, investors are starting to get some clues. Take Fastenal. By the way, Fastenal is one of my main competitors when I was in sales for 40-some years. Take Fastenal, a supplier of construction materials like nuts and bolts that's seen as an industrial bellwether, or the lender Ally Financial Incorporated. Fastenal reported that sales growth weakened in March, raising concerns that the collapse of three banks could trigger a broader slowdown in the economy as lenders tighten standards. That risk was underscored by results from Ally's, which extended fewer auto loans and set aside more to cover potential defaults as some consumers struggle to make payments. A massive systematic financial confidence shock appears to have been averted, but tighter credit is manifesting in the real economy, wrote Bank of America Corporation Savita Subramanian, I can't even say the word, and Ahsung Kuhn in a note subtitled GFC Redux. No, credit hitting real economy. Yes. The strategist called cited Fastenal softer March sales to manufacturers as well as slowing purchase that month across cohorts. Credit conditions have tightened and could tighten more, they wrote, adding that such a move has tended to lead S&P sales growth by two quarters. So, folks, this is only the beginning. As the interest rates go up and the banks tighten loans, that means businesses can't borrow money, or at least afford to borrow and pay it back at the new rates, and keep their heads above water as they build their businesses. That means the people that can't buy a car because they can't afford the payments or because of the interest, or they can't get the money to start with. Well, that's going to slow the whole thing down, isn't it?
It certainly is. It certainly is.
And that's part of the plan, wasn't it? I mean, that wasn't the whole idea. You know, I mean, I just read that the jobs report is looking, worse now, but they're tickled with it because it means that the economy is slowing down. So we have to hurt people to help people. That makes sense, I guess. We got to come out of their jobs to stop inflation so they can't pay the bills anyway.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just not smart enough to figure all this stuff out, but to me it makes no sense. Why not go back to something that's a value and use it for real money and go back to something that can't be taxed easily and controlled so easily? How would that be for an idea? Wow. Mm-hmm. Gee. Insider to lay off 10% of staffers, company says. Insider will lay off 10% of his team, according to a memo sent out by the company's president on Thursday. The economic headwinds that have hurt many of our clients and partners are also affecting us, said Barbara Ping, the president of Insider Incorporated. Unfortunately, to keep our company healthy and competitive, we need to reduce the size of our team. Ping said those affected by the layoffs will receive an email on Thursday morning. Each person laid off will receive 13 weeks of base pay plus 2 weeks for every year they've been employed by Insider over 4 years. Additionally, laid off employees will get a personal laptop. Okay. This is a difficult time for all of us.
And that's special.
Yeah, that's special. As we go through this transition, things may feel a bit bumpy. We will get through it together, just as we always have. How many hundreds of thousands of jobs have we seen been cut in the last few months? Yet the numbers are still too low. Not enough people are out of work. I don't. This is going to be a little bit too complicated for this whole hillbilly melody. I can't figure it out.
Well, you know, you have Whole Foods again. They're cutting too.
Oh, really?
Only this time. Well, they did cut employees, but now they're cutting corporate employees as they're reorganizing the company. They just announced this yesterday. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did hear another broadcast day, too, that the Silver Eagles are nearly almost $50 a piece now, although the
oh, my God, they're lying. They're $41, 40 and a half.
40 and a half. Well, I've heard almost $50.
Yeah, that's what they're selling for online.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And the price is still $25 for raw material. So they really doubled the price, so to speak. Is that about right?
That's all profit.
Sure, of course it is.
It's all. I mean, I know what my wholesale is. Wholesale is, I'll just estimate, around $39. So they're making $10 a coin on an ounce of silver. That's thievery.
And if they sold the coins back.
$10.
They sold them back. If they say you paid $45 for them, they sold them back, how much you get out of it? Sell back to the dealer now.
You might get 30. 33.
Folks, somebody's getting ripped off. That's why I use Melody. That's why. And I did hear this.
They're making $10 off a $30 item. Are you kidding me?
Or more than that.
Well, with the wholesale 30 out, yeah. But it's $10 off an ounce of silver. So on a tube, I mean, it's just incredible. I mean, it's so stupid. it's mind-boggling.
Well, that was on a radio show this morning I heard, and I thought, that is not right. I'm sure they told what they said was right. They said it because they're doing it. I thought, that isn't right. That's got to be a fraud almost. That's just not possible. Then you tell me it's closer to $41.50 when you sell them for. So that means they're making $9 more than you are. So folks, I mean, a whole lot more. I mean, they're charging $9 more per coin than MLDS. You don't make that much. But I'm telling you, folks, go with someone you can trust, not someone who's flashy and they're good at it. Man, they're good at it. They can
they're
show
good
a coin
at it.
They are. They show a coin TV.
Do you know how many calls I get a day where people are telling me, oh, I bet you can't get any product. It's like, really? Well, you know, because that's what people, and you know what? Hey, it stirs up business. I can't help it.
Sure.
I mean, so these people are stirring up business by telling you that there's a shortage and it takes weeks and nothing can be found. And that's why these premiums are so high. It does drum up business for me, too.
It's insane. And folks, this didn't start last week. This has been going on ever since I've been working in precious metals and people. This has always been going on. It's just getting a little worse, I think, to this day and time because of the price of metals is going up. I think it's just getting worse because people are getting a little panicky. There for a long time, they weren't panicky, but now they are.
And you know, and I see on their websites, you know, like for Peace and Morgan Dollars, the ones that you can sell for, you know, $39 and $40, you know, nice, you know, I can sell XFAUs for, you know, $40. Well, why would you? But they don't want to sell a coin for $40 where they would only make a couple dollars. So they, on their website, they say, not available, not available, not available, not in stock, not in stock. They wanted it in stock. They could have it in stock. But they'd rather have you buy Silver Eagles. So they make $10 an ounce. But that's sales.
Well, that's it's working sales. For them, obviously.
It's working
and
for
them. And the Silver Eagles has been one of my favorite coins. They're beautiful coins, and I like them. I mean, I really have liked them. I got other silver, but I'm not paying $45 to $50 for them. Not when I'm buying from you for a whole lot less. That's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. But folks, be careful. Be careful, be careful, be careful. Call Melody and ask the questions. Before you buy anything of anybody, call Melody.
But not today anymore.
Not today anymore. Okay. All right, phone number to call today at 9 o'clock is but call and ask questions. I mean, seriously, no matter where you're going to buy it, if you listen to this program, no matter where you're going to buy your gold or silver, your precious metals, ask her first. Maybe there's other people are being right above board with you, and your price is going to be within a few pennies of each other. But it may be the other way also. It's worth a phone call. It's toll-free number, 800-375-4188. It don't cost you a dime to call. It may save you $100,000 to call. And that's fair, Mel. That's a fair statement, isn't it?
It is.
So, anyway, make up your mind and what you might think you can do. But before you do it, call and ask questions. Make sure it's the right deal, the best deal you can get. Unless you're overly wealthy, which most of them I'm sure you are not, $100 to you is a lot of money. And it can make a difference. So, call Melody first. Ask a question. She'll tell you the truth. Then decide what you want to do, but don't put yourself in a situation where you spend the money that you don't have to spend to get the same product you get from Melody for a whole lot less money. Man, we're getting ready to go to the next break. I'll let you kind of take us out.
Okay, you gave me 3 seconds. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. It's such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul. And I'm just going to let you take it away, Butch.
All righty. I can do it for a little bit here. The COVID vaccine injury payments are here.
Woo-hoo!
What will you receive? Yeah. Recently, U.S. government announced that it has approved 3 payments to Americans injured by the COVID-19 vaccine. These 3 payments, including 2 for myocarditis, a potentially life-threatening heart condition, are the first payments made by the government to victims of the COVID-19 vaccine. According to the vaccine, now this is from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, folks, where only get about, I don't want to misquote this, but like 1 in 5 reports. I mean, they don't get it. They don't get them all. They don't. People just don't bother calling. But anyway, according to VAERS, more than 1.5 million that's the population of West Virginia, folks, 1.5 million, have reported adverse events after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Despite this monumental number of injured Americans, the Health and Resources Service Administration Countermeasure Injury Compensation Program, CICP, paid out a measly $4,634.89 to the first 3 claims. Healthcare advocates and leaders in the fight for medical freedom were quick to criticize government's shocking low payouts. Laura Obono, acting president of Children's Health Defense, reacted to the payment by saying, "The CICP is a pathetic government-run program that gives complete liability protection to the very industries profiting from the COVID vaccine or product, while victims linger with their injuries, paying out of pocket for expenses, or at worst die. The industries run to the bank." She just told like it is. But $1.5 million, Melody, and that really is population of our state. 1.5 million people report adverse effects to VAERS, I'm thinking 1 in 10 or 1 in 5 is all the reports. So there could be 10 times that amount. And they had not reported the adverse reactions to the COVID vaccine. Interesting, isn't it?
It really is. And I mean, we're going to be hearing, you know, fallout from that for years and years.
And we're going to be, now they want to put this in their food supplies. The Cattlemen Association is fighting it, but they put in, folks, the Bible says pork meat, pork's not good for you. I'm not saying you shouldn't eat it. I'm not saying that it isn't good for you. But now we find out they've been vaccinating pork for a long time with all kinds of things, including now COVID, because pork's biological systems are all like man's. They carry the same diseases. So, but they won't put it in chicken. They won't put it even in the vegetables. So this is coming down the pike. And I'm going to share this, and somebody keep an eye on this. I'm praying this wrong, but this comes from a pretty reliable source, that they're going to have another virus soon. Probably H1N1, another flu virus that's going to be, it's going to be hyped up. It's going to be souped up. It's going to be, it's going to make people sick. And the target's going to be all those who got the COVID vaccine, from what I'm understanding. Many will die from that, with that flu virus, on top of the COVID jab they got. Now, we'll see. That's just coming out of sources that they're good people. I'm not saying they're right or wrong. But the people I've talked to before, they've been pretty much right on the money, about 80% of the time. But we'll see. We will see. Anyway, another war in the brewing. Global militaries converge on Sudan as violence escalates. They're in civil war right now, and nations are moving in. You know, remind me, Melody, of vultures circling around something about ready to die.
Yeah.
You know, to move and get their piece of the meat before it's all gone. So it reminds me of. As the U.S. begins staging troops for potential evacuation from Khartoum, Russia seeks to exploit its existing military presence in the war-torn country to achieve Putin's ambitions. Global military powers are converging on Sudan as violence between warring parties in the embattled African nation escalates dramatically. The conflict between General Mohamed Fatah al-Burhan's Sudanese Armed Forces, or SAF, and General Mohamed Maidam Dagalo, known as Hamidi, and his rapid support forces involves tens of thousands of fighters and has intensified inside the capital, Khartoum, in recent days, drawing an international concern. The rival generals are fighting for control after a military coup disposed of the country's prime minister 18 months ago. The Biden administration announced Thursday afternoon that the Defense Department will deploy military capabilities to the region, likely as its existing base in Djibouti, at least in part, to prepare to evacuate U.S. Embassy in Khartoum if violence there escalates, though did not explicitly state the location of potential operations. President Joe Biden authorized the military to move forward with pre-positioning forces and to develop options, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reports in the White House. There's no indication that either side is deliberately going after or trying to hurt or target Americans, Kirby added, but obviously it's a dangerous situation. So, I don't know. Nations struggling to get itself out of a mess, and America and other nations are lining around waiting for their piece of the booty, I guess you say. Any comments on that, Melody?
No, it's just another area that puts stress on the whole ball of,
issues. We got to stay on some time. We have to do this maybe someday and count all the nations that are at civil war or war period, and America is involved in. We got to do it sometime. I mean, we got Syria. Now we, of course, have Sudan. How many other nations are we actively involved in that are either have civil war or we're at war with certain parts of their nation? Folks, that's something to think about. We are not capable of defending ourselves today, much less the whole world. China's foreign minister says both sides of Taiwan Strait are ours. China's foreign minister, Qin Gang, said on Friday that both sides of Taiwan Strait belong to China and that it is right and proper for China to uphold its sovereignty. Qin made remarks at the Leting Forum in Shanghai, where he discussed a wide range of topics from debt, the global economy, and Taiwan. Recently, there had been absurd rhetoric accusing China of upending the status quo, disrupting peace and stability across Taiwan Strait, Qin said. The logic is absurd and the conclusion dangerous. He added that fair-minded people can see who's engaged in hegemonic bullying and high-minded practices. It is not the Chinese mainland, but the Taiwan independent separatist forces and a handful of countries attempting to disrupt the status quo, Qin said. Those who play with fire on Taiwan will eventually get themselves burned. China recently held military exercises around the self-ruled island after Taiwan's president, Tang Sung-wen, returned to Taipei following a meeting in Los Angeles with U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Beijing views democratically governed Taiwan as its own territory, a claim the government in Taipei strongly rejects and routinely denounces high-level meetings between Taiwanese and foreign leaders and officials. So, heating up maybe a little more. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm not going to try to foretell that. But again, it's another hot spot in the world, folks. In the world. Melody, anything you want to add to that one?
No, I did a quick Google and it showed the list shows the current military conflicts. I don't think they're all listed, you know, because so many of them, this is just the ones that, you know, we admit to. There's so many behind the scenes. You know, just like if you look at, I don't think Yemen is on this list, but they show this was as of 2023, the beginning of the year. We're Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, Syria, Somalia, and the Horn of Africa, Yemen. Those are the ones that are we've listed that were in there. Certainly, we know we're in Ukraine now. When this article was written, this was written December 31st, 2022. So look how much has changed since then. We know we're in Ukraine.
Yes.
And now look at the potential ones with China and North Korea and, you know, Russia. And, you know, it's one of them is going to break out to something far more severe than what we've experienced so far.
It's just a matter of time. It is. Yeah. And ego zealots return the U.S. to wreak havoc on Boston as they slice 43 tires on luxury SUVs, including Land Rovers and Mercedes, and leave leaflets on cars saying your gas guzzler kills. Ego zealots have dramatically returned the U.S. to wreak havoc in Boston, as they slice 43 tires and luxury SUVs in the name of climate activism. Residents in the sleepy community of Beacon Hill became the latest victims of the maddening mob, who dubbed themselves the Tire Extinguishers, T-Y-R-E. The climate zealots have infuriated motorists on both sides of the Atlantic by purposely deflating the tires of family vehicles before leaving a condescending note telling their victims, your gas guzzler kills. Striking early in the morning before their targets are awake, the group exclusively deflates SUVs, which they feel cause more air pollution and are more likely to kill people. After their overnight East Coast attack Thursday, residents woke up to find a patronizing letter telling them, despite their tires being sliced, you have no difficulty getting around without your gas guzzler with walking, cycling, or public transit. The return of the group to the U.S. comes after the finance previously bragged they will never be caught after hitting 40 SUVs in New York City in July. The environmental agitators struck Boston for the first time Thursday, but in September the group celebrated its most destructive night ever after infuriating motorists in 9 different countries. As well as marking their usual territory in the U.K., innocent drivers in nations including France, Germany, Czech Republic, and Norway also found their tires sliced overnight. In Boston, the mob left their letters on 40 family vehicles telling their targets, it's not you, it's your car. Carrying out the attack in the name of emergency, the group says its reason for slicing the tires because larger vehicles are a disaster for our climate. I would call that aggressive. And one day, somebody's going to shoot one of them. It's coming. I mean, these people, these left-wing fanatics are the ones that's been violent and destructive. It's coming, folks. I mean, if we don't if we don't try to defend ourselves the best we can, I don't want to say. I'm going to go through two more very quick here, and I'll do the good news one.
Okay.
Frequent shootings that put U.S. mass killings on a record pace. The U.S. is setting a record pace of mass killings in 2023, replaying the horror on a loop roughly once a week so far this year. Now, a Louisville shooter, his manifesto said he did it to push gun control. I'm not making it up. Look for yourself, folks. Guy shot up the bank. His name is Connor Sturgeon, 25-year-old. He said he did it because he wanted to push gun control. And they don't want to release the shooting in Nashville, the manifesto, because that will go against, I'm sure, the LGBT community and what's going on there. But they're having mass shootings once a week. They want more gun control. And now one of the shooters had enough courage to at least admit he did it for gun control. Buddy, what do you think?
You know, and I'd have to read it. I don't want it summarized, you know, because I read that article too. I don't know if it had direct quotes from what he said or it was summarized from there. And, you know, there were some other things that, you know, the guy's nuts. He wanted to die anyway, so.
He did.
It's just nuts.
It's America today, and that's the... You know, Psalms 9:17, God said, all nations forget him are turned into hell. Would you say this chaotic state is somewhere likely to hell, where nothing makes sense anymore? Would you say that's part of it?
Yeah, I think so.
No doubt about it. Now, a little bit of good news.
Okay.
He is a hero. Stranger saves mother and daughter after car crash. A mother and daughter in Minnesota said a hero recently came to the rescue during a snowstorm. They only wish they got his name. Jenny Zimbelman and her daughter Jasmine were recently trapped in a car after they hit a snowdrift and the vehicle rolled on its side near East Grand Forks. The two women said it was a very scary situation. She's above me, still in her seatbelt, hanging on so she doesn't fall on me, Zimbelman said. Another minute, you wouldn't know what car could have come sliding in or anything like that. In other words, they were afraid of being hit by other cars, of course. Out of nowhere, an unnamed hero climbed atop the car. Jasmine said it was extremely cold out, but the stranger braved two elements to make sure that she and her mom got out of the vehicle. After safety getting the women out of the vehicle, the man took off like a superhero before they could get his name. To have somebody not know me or my daughter pour over on a very bad day, climb on top of a car, open the door, get us out safe, and then he just left. He's a hero, Zimmerman said. They hope to someday find the man who saved them. Yeah, folks, there's still some out there. Still, this that was a hero. Someone who cared enough to stop this car, take a few minutes on a bad day, as they said, reach inside that car, and pull out two ladies who were trapped in the car. I can only imagine being trapped in a car and the daughter's trying to hang on so she won't fall on her mother and on the side of the car, which would be very uncomfortable, I'm sure, after a while, in a cold weather on a bad road that could be hit any time by the cars. This man stopped, did what had to be done, and left. That's a hero. Melody, I'll let you go ahead and wrap it up.
Thanks. There's still so many good people in this nation, so we need to be thankful and blessed. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
To pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me on